May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 836. 836. Believer, lift thy drooping head. Thy Saviour has the victory gained. See all thy foes in triumph led and everlasting life obtained. Hymn 836.
Let us read together from the Word of God in the book of Esther. We read firstly the book of Esther, chapter 4. And we turn to the epistle to the Romans, chapter 5. Esther, chapter 4. When Mordecai perceived all that was done, Mordecai rent his clothes and put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the midst of the city, and cried with a loud and bitter cry, and came even before the king's gate, for none might enter into the king's gate clothed with sackcloth. And in every province, whithersoever the king's commandments and his decree came, there was great mourning among the Jews, and fasting and weeping and wailing. Many lay in sackcloth and ashes. So Esther's maids and her chamberlains came and told it her. Then was the queen exceedingly grieved, and she sent raiment to clothe Mordecai and to take away his sackcloth from him, but he received it not. Then called Esther for Hatak, one of the king's chamberlains, whom he had appointed to attend upon her, and gave him a commandment to Mordecai to know what it was and why it was. So Hatak went forth to Mordecai unto the street of the city, which was before the king's gate. And Mordecai told him of all that had happened unto him, and of the sum of the money that Haman had promised to pay to the king's treasuries for the Jews to destroy them. Also he gave him the copy of the writing of the decree that was given in Shushan to destroy them, to show it unto Esther, and to declare it unto her, and to charge her that she should go in unto the king to make supplication unto him, and to make requests before him for her people. And Hatak came and told Esther the words of Mordecai. Again Esther spake unto Hatak and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall there enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed, and who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: "Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish." So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. The Lord bless his word to us there. Amen. Seeking the Lord's gracious help very much this evening. Desire to come before the Lord at this time. especially my mind seems to be directed to the word of his grace in the sweet chapter, and especially Romans chapter 5. Lord, may help me. I will seek to bring before you the word of his grace. We read again from the word in Romans 5 very quickly. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. And because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Then we go down to this latter part of the chapter. Romans chapter 5, from verse 19. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we seek thy mercy. Pray for thy help for this evening hour. We need it from the Lord. Pray that there may be a sweet granting of that help to worship thee aright, in spirit and in truth. Lord, we need our hearts moved. We need thee, Lord, to come and grant us a little sweet lifting up, the light of thy countenance. We ask, Lord, thy presence to be with us, a few poor sinners. And we pray for those that indeed would see Jesus, and perhaps especially those that wait upon thee. Oh, we seek, Lord, that thou would remember us, pleading that worthy name and the precious blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ. Oh, may it be near to our hearts. May the Lord graciously take of those things by the blessed Spirit and reveal them and lay them to our hearts, and may there be a sweetness even this evening hour. May it be according to thy word, and they dwelt with him that day. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt remember each cause represented. Those dear friends that gather, we thank thee for them and pray that thou wilt be mindful of those, Lord, that seem perhaps to need thee continually. Lord, remember those that are perhaps especially cast down, nor any that would seek enlargement and that help of God to come before thee this evening hour. But, O Lord, we desire to thank thee for the mercies that are extended. We have been brought through. We need thee, Lord, to come this evening hour. Lord, even according to thy word, he may draw near and there may be such a sweetness in one of his visits. Lord, we pray that thou forgive our sins and blot them out. But do we not have that desire, Lord, that thou remember those that especially feel to need thee to come and deliver them and direct their hearts? Those, Lord, that may be especially in need of a little sweet token for good. We pray, Lord, for the young. Seek that thou be with those that wait upon thee. Seek that thou be with those, Lord, that would see Jesus. Lord, we pray also that thou come and grant enlargement. Or that our hearts may be enlarged by the gospel, by the truth of thy word, and the magnifying of thy grace. We pray, Lord, that thou hear us for our poor land. Remember us in these dark days and do appear. Lord, we seek that thou to arise and grant an evening portion. Lord, that there may be something to go home with and that thou would remember us. Lord, calling upon thee and saying, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Lord, we do pray for Zion and seek the blessing of God once more. Thy word to be sweetly applied to many hearts. Thy truth to be known. And Lord, we do seek that thou wilt remember those especially we bring unto Jesus for his gracious help and perhaps deliverance. We ask, Lord, that thou wilt remember us still in the burdens that seem to fill our hearts so. Grant, Lord, that thou wilt hear us and those that gather with us. We thank thee for them. And we thank thee for those that gathered this morning. We desire, Lord, to bless thee for thy sweet word. May there be something this evening hour. Grant, Lord, that thou wilt come and may we be able to say it's been a good day. And we pray that thou wilt pardon and forgive. Lord, it's the forgiveness we need of our sins and shortcomings. Pray that thou remember any that especially need thee to come and save them from going into the pits even, or in the dark dispensations that thou dost call thy people to walk in. Pray that thou be with them. And remember the young and old alike. Do come, Lord, and hasten to come. Do be mindful of us, pleading that worthy name lifted up, so wonderfully given among men, whereby we must be saved. Pray that thou grant the application of thy word this evening. There may be a sweet knowledge of the Saviour, and there may be that blessing attending thy word, and make up where we fail. Lord, we pray that thou hasten to come and grant thy blessed spirit. Remember each and every one. We thank thee for thy mercies and for the blessings of the coming of the dear Redeemer, and the lifting up of God of his Son. Oh, we find something sweet in that. God has raised his Son. So may we take courage. May the Lord be with us. May we feel a little union with the Lamb of God. We ask all in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.
Let us now sing hymn 488. Uprising from the darksome tomb, see the victorious Jesus come. The almighty prisoner quits the prison, and angels tell the Lord is risen. Hymn 488.
Thank you.
as the Lord may help me or direct you to the Epistle of Paul to the Romans, in chapter 5, the last two verses, verses 20 and 21. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. My thoughts linger with the text this morning a little. This is the Lord's doing, the builders rejected the headstone. This is the Lord's doing, we read in the chapter, the Psalm 118. It is marvellous in our eyes. Friends, the scripture's full of these things, isn't it? If we had eyes to see the loving kindness of the Lord, his long suffering, tender mercies, and yet we live as if we shall live forever. We even despise the day of grace. Now my mind has been led, friends. Hope I can say, I don't want to speak too much of myself, but these verses have attended my thoughts. We ventured this morning with the word in the psalm, but now I feel directed to come with the word of the Lord here. Sacred part, isn't it? Really, it's a good part indeed, where we read these words especially, that where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now that's what we need, friends. Sweetly put into our heart. The Lord to grant the knowledge of it. It's in the man, isn't it? Christ Jesus. It's the truth of the resurrection. Friends, what a sweetness there is if the Lord bring it. It will be precious to us. Now I want to come in the word of the Lord here as we felt directed to read from Esther 2. And the connection is no doubt perceived that this dear woman, dear Esther, friend, she knew the throne of grace. She knew it. Directed so many to it. In a time of trouble, that's what we need, isn't it? The Lord to direct our hearts sweetly to those things which are belonging to his grace. What can he not do? We need to be low and ready to receive what the Lord may say. I'm directed to come in that chapter. It does seem to be a commentary somewhat on our text in Esther. You will perhaps anticipate me. Esther bade them return this answer to Mordecai. Gather together all the Jews. Friends, what a good word, isn't it? With the handmaid of the Lord. And she said, I also and my maidens will fast likewise. That the Jews were in a very great trouble. Satan seemed to be bridled, as it were. The die seemed to be cast, that the Jews should be destroyed, and there's a throne of grace. That's it, isn't it? What the Lord may do in sweet answer to the prayers and cries and desires of those that truly fear him and approach unto him. I think of it with regard to Esther and coming to our text. She said, I also, my maidens, will fast likewise. So will I go in unto the king. which is not according to the law. And there's much we have to leave there, but it's really a commentary, somewhat, on our text. She had to go, friends. And it's this particular venturing that's on my mind. Perhaps it follows on a little of my thought. It is that having to go, isn't it? Whatever God sends, it appoints you to go. And that's the difference between just mere formalism and that desire for the Almighty to appear with his sweet answers. It's his grace, isn't it? Is that what you need, what I need? It's the Lord to appear for young and old. The dear children too. They sweet part, isn't it? This good queen. Raised up and now, friends, willing to stand. That's what we need today. Those that stand, having done all to stand, and know the throne of grace, and then are pleased to appoint this great matter of seeking the Lord. But I be careful what I say. It's this particular unfolding of the good hand of God and the grace of the Lord that is on my spirit. She said, I will go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. So there's such a venturing. No, it's like that. When God calls by grace, it is a venture to ask him for that mercy which is with him. It's a venture to come and call upon the Lord with such desire for his appearing. And we read, so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. Friends, there are things here that we have to very much leave, but it does seem to be a very sacred part. So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. But I want to leave perhaps my thoughts somewhat here regarding the sweet chapter and what the Lord may be pleased to speak in the word of his grace. It does seem there is something here to learn. The Lord to grant that gracious help to those that wait upon him and that seek him as sinners must do and need him to come and deliver them from sin. Deadly plague of it. Friends, that's where I want to come to. It's those that begin to feel their need of God and their sins seem to testify against them. It seems as if they are left, but not so. It's what the Lord may be pleased to make known in the sweet word of his grace. If I perish, I perish. It's the language of Zion, isn't it? Something sacred about it. These characters, this one especially, is it such a venture to come and to seek the Lord? Now, I can't clear my mind as I would, but friends, it's what the Lord appoints, isn't it? A way to seek him. Something that perhaps is unexpected. Something that fills your heart with such a desire for the Lord's appearing, or in another sense, the Lord to grant the word here concerning his people as they wait upon him, perhaps more especially to the remaining parts of the verses in chapter 5 here, seem to attend my thoughts. We desire to come and seek. And the latter part here may be in God's sweet purpose of grace. That's it, isn't it? We have it here. Moreover, the law entered. What does it mean to you? Or was it the law entering? Hearts beginning to feel gradually in need of mercy. Friends, it's a vital consideration today to preach the law, but to seek especially. There might be a sweetness from under the hand of God, as it were, for those that wait upon him. Think of the sweet verses here. Moreover, the law entered. God appoints it. Enters deeply. Friends, it's the solemn reality of the just demands of it, isn't it? Perhaps here and there are those things that may especially lay you low. Oh, what a word it is, isn't it? The law entered that the offence might abound. Does it not abound in living hearts? Friends, it's something I have to stand upon, but that the degree of it is in the good hand of God. Let me try and speak from the word here with regard to the verses that stand out to me. The law entered that the offence might abound. So we have the law and the offence by the law. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Friends, that draws my heart a little. I hope there is a sweetness in the verses for us here. Think of it regarding the law and how it enters. But friends, it is that which God uses and magnifies the offences. Is it like that with you? Gradually, perhaps. The law entered. There's a sweetness in the verses here. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound. So here are the sweet purposes of the Lord. Let me seek to draw into them that the offence might abound. So it's a word that brings us to the knowledge of the purpose of God in it. And friends, a profession without the knowledge of the law in some gracious, real respect is worthless. Speak carefully. It belongs to grace, but grace reigns. It is that which God appoints by the law to magnify transgressions, otherwise they wouldn't be magnified. But that is the sweet will and purpose of God, isn't it? But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And that is where we have to come even with the verse here. It does seem to be a word belonging to those that know something of the arrows of God when the law enters, or the convictions of sin that get perhaps deeper. Woe is me, I'm undone. When I've seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Again, it's that particular entering in that is in the arrows he sends. And I believe that it is right to speak of the law of God in this sacred way as being so needful. that we might come rightly before the Lord. Friends, these consciences are quickened. They're made alive. It's the grace of God being sweetly put into the hearts of rebellious sinners. They're either careless or indifferent. Let me put it another way. Friends, man is found under the law. It is a particular part we must notice that is before us, but where sin abounded, does it not abound? Friends, what think ye of Christ as a test? But there is also a particular application of God's most holy law, that the offence might abound. But I must come a little closer. This is where my mind is directed, to the doctrine sweetly laid by the dear Holy Ghost. But where sin abounded, well, it's that sweet increase, isn't it? That's the subject matter of the Lord and his grace. And let me put it another way. Friends, even before man fell, grace abounded, but it's in a channel, a purpose. It is where God will bring this sweet truth to deliver from the law and the terrible transgressions that are charged somewhat or more or less in their hearts. It's this, isn't it? I'm undone. But I will go into the King, as we have read in Esther. That's what's on my mind, as God may direct me. These living souls, friends, they have to venture. They don't just say, well, if I'm saved, I'm saved. They have to venture upon the Lord with the sin that does so easily beset them, with the guilt of it. But then there's the darkness belonging to the terrible state of man under the law. Doesn't grant light, does it? But condemns. Now, where sin abounded. Now, let me look at it experimentally as well as doctrinally. Where sin abounded. These characters that God doesn't leave with the multitude that go their way, but brings them by his sweet grace. That's the subject matter. And this grace makes sweet truths of God to be, we're going to say the meat and marrow, but the desire of the heart, because Christ is the sum of it. The risen Lord is the sum of it. It's that truth, friends, that it is of invincible grace. Some of us have gone a long way and we really didn't want anything different. But where sin abounded, what a sweet part, isn't it? Belonging to the riches of God's grace. I'm into characters. Sin abounded indeed. But then there's a wonderful display here of this grace. For as I do love the very truth of it, why ever God should put his grace into the hearts of these poor characters that are enmity to him. Friends, it rains, doesn't it? And that explains the very truth of it. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. So it's this particular raining, the the way in which the dear apostle speaks of it here, so might grace reign through righteousness. It's very much the subject of the resurrection. Through righteousness. But I want to come, as God may help me, to this sweet truth, friends. Let me try and speak of man's sad state and then grace abounding. We have the account, don't we? The dear prodigal, he went out with a high hand. Grace abounded, began to be in want, began to be. And the Lord brought him back in that sweet parable. We have this raining of grace from his father's house, from the truth of it regarding God's purposes. Now, it's this particular matter that rests on my mind. It's well, friends, when we know something of God's grace reigning or bringing us again from the ways of sin, but especially the indifference and the carelessness. It's this reigning, friends, more than ever I can speak about it. It lives, it reigns. And so it is. God is the author of it. I would seek the enlargement about it. Where sin abounded, it's a superabounding. That's a good word, isn't it? Superabounding. Do you know it? Say, ah, that's just what I need. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Is my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it from the courts of our... Friends, do you need the tokens of his grace? Do you need the riches of it? It's all that is behind. Oh, the catalogue of your ruined soul, the dreadful enmity that has to be subdued by grace alone, that reigns, friends, until it conquers hard, obdurate hearts. We'll not have this man reign over us. Moreover, we read, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, it's very experimental in this. Friends, it's these characters that are sweetly brought back. Grace is a firm and friendly hand put forth by God to save his own. Friends, I really have wondered at this richness of his grace to one that wanted it not, and yet it begins to rain. It's the King, isn't it? King of grace. Friends, he reigns. It says in the sweet hymn, where'er the sun successive journeys run, who are those God calls by grace? Mark it well. The world exists for them. Speak carefully. That this grace might abound. And it is that proclamation of it in the gospel. Not the offer. Friends, it's the tracing of God's sweet grace. Ever he has regard to the lost and ruined. Now there's another matter with grace, and that's God's love, isn't it? They go together. Oh, nothing, as I have said many times, converts, changes, delivers more than grace. Friends, it's in a covenant of it. The truth of it, God causes and purposes it to abound. Now these subjects then have to know what it is to be in God's hand. They have to seek mercy, the Lord to guide them by his grace. They can't live without it. Where sin abounded, it's the trumpet sound of it, isn't it? Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I was thinking, coming along the road, what a sweet line to put on our tombs. I think the servant of the Lord has spoken this afternoon. a few things, as I understand. Now, friends, what a mercy, in some little humble way, it may be written, recorded, said, where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Regarding these characters that are brought humbly to seek the Lord in a time when he may be found. A little closer, it is such a word that seems to speak of the abounding of the grace as rain unto death. But even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. And then there are those things that seem to dwell in my thoughts here. The Lord to grant these verses might be precious in God's purposes, his grace. The Lord answered that the fence might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I like that, friends. We still haven't got to the, nowhere near to the depth of it, friends. It's the boundless grace of God. In the sweet counsels of Jehovah, this grace that is spoken of here abounding. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. And I think of it in the last few verses, whereby God may grant that sweet teaching by his law, the law of grace, that the offence might abound. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, in some humble way, friends, can we not trace a little of this grace abounding? Some little humble way, as the Lord stopped up your way and brought you upon the grace of the Lord. How needful it is. We have to speak about it. And then it's the particular part here that the law enters and the offence abounds. But that's not the end of it. But where sin abounded? Now, it does seem to speak of a particular reign of sin and the subduing of it. Is it like that? Lord has put forth his hand and said, thus far thou shalt go and no further. No further. But our wicked hearts, friends, are so bad. We're in league with sin and hell. Still he reigns. Still the Lord conquers these hearts, friends. We don't know half, do we? Oh, the subduing. In the day of his power. No, it's by the gospel. It's by the grace of God. Favour. Astonishing divine, I think, is the sentiments about it. Now, friends, it conquers hearts, you know. And gives a desire for heavenly things, for the truth that is the subject of this grace, that it might accomplish what grace appoints. It's the subduing of these hard, obdurate hearts until they're found at Jesus' feet. That's what it is. Friends, even young hearts, they haven't gone as some of us have, perhaps. But, friends, still they need the same grace. Why? Because the Lord speaks about it. That's why. Without his grace, we shall soon depart and go from the God of grace. Oh, friends, let me try and speak simply about it. As if there's something in reserve, something in the heavenly mind, something in the deep purposes of God to save unto the uttermost these characters. And it's this reign. There's a king reign. The reign of his grace. Now, there's something I want to speak about, friends. It's the way in which God conquers these hearts. By love. Oh, the richness of it. Oh, that ever he should love these wretched characters that are full of sin. And I won't tell you the things some of us know a little about it. Oh, the awful rebellion. And the terrible nature of it. Perhaps I say to young hearts, I love to see them. I said to my mother, stepmother, in a fit of terrible rebellion, I said, I hate God. How true. But friends, he still loved the worthless sinner and brought me gradually to revoke such things by the richness of his grace. Can he still remember those that have sinned against him? Yes, friends, it's in the covenant of his grace. Sweet subject, that is. And the Lord reigns, friends. My heart is to speak about it. Man doesn't want it. He's absolutely dead to God. And grace reigns. Out he has to come from that company that is most unsuitable. Unto the house of God, perhaps we touched upon it this morning. And that there's a softening. Grace softens heart. As it really does. We read of dear Job, he said, God maketh my heart soft. What things did he ever walk in to have a soft heart? Oh, the wonders. God's sweet grace. No, it's the experimental nature of it, friends. I want to be very clear about it. It's so needful. It's not enough to say, well, we gather and we've got the house of God and the word of the Lord. Friends, it's whether this grace reigns or not. Am I his or am I not? It's a particular matter of the Lord subduing hearts. We need the new birth for it. We really do. And that's what this grace does. It humbles these hearts. There are many things. Many, many things. When the grace of God is known, we may touch upon them before the end. Friends, it's needful, isn't it? You know, that's a sweet word, but he giveth more grace. That gets right underneath these characters that feel they've sinned against his grace, that have come short and their sins are testifying against them. And then it's the sweet subject here, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Let me try and speak about it. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ. Unto eternal life. And I want to come a little closer to it. Oh, it's the last part of the chapter that seems to speak so sweetly of the grace of God to poor needy sinners. Moreover, the law entered that the offence might abound. And then I wonder if we might be able to come a little closer to the word here. where sin abounded, something greater. Oh, it's the greatness, isn't it, of his grace. We try and speak about it. It is the gift by grace, that sweet truth as it is in Jesus. I want to come to it by the Lord's help. It's the word here, but where sin abounded, grace did much more. Now, friends, it's when it increases, isn't it? In your heart and mine. When it seems to bring that sweet peace of God which passeth all understanding. Or in the word of God's grace, it's the way in which God makes this grace to abound until sins are subdued and the Lord pardons. And we have it before us in the word. These crimson sins, friends, are soon cleansed away, aren't they? The Lord grants it. I want to look at it a little closer here just before we leave it. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, I want to notice it in this sweet way. Friends, it's it. This grace must abound. As if this grace is appointed to abound by God himself. The God of all grace. Is that what you need? Oh, friends, it's what abounds. And you can't ask too much. Yeah. The God of all grace. You can't perhaps begin to comprehend the ways of the Lord, but it's in these verses that as sinneth rain unto death, we might well pause about that. I was thinking about it in the night season. It's this particular increase I want to notice. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Friends, it abounds, doesn't it? By a Saviour's love. Now, let me put it like this. It's where the King is. Friends, what a King of all grace. To subdue the power and turn these hearts away from eternal ruin. Lead them to the Saviour. That's what grace does. Makes him precious. That's how it was with me. The Lord began to touch my heart. And especially, unto you therefore which believe his precious. Never forget it. Friends, is he now the object of your desire? Is he all that you can ask for? If you have him, friend, you've got everything and abound. It's his grace, favour. It's the kindness of God. But it's what flows. Where does it flow? From Calvary. Where the Lord entered into that most solemn and sacred part where he cried, "Why hast thou forsaken me?" Where he came into the depths, out of the depths of Ica. You read about it in Psalm 22. This is the man of grace, the God of all grace, tasting of the awfulness of sin, not his own, but what was imputed unto him. To drink the cup, quite up, and to remove the curse in himself by his suffering, death and merit. Oh, that's what does poor sinners good, friends, a little sweet glimpse of this grace, how it increases in the sweetness of his suffering. Look at it. Friends, how we may trace it in the dear Saviour going from Gabbatha to Golgotha, and there crucified and there interceding in that sweet way that he should remove the guilt of sin and make their transgressions of his people. That's what grace does. It makes them his own. Not that he is sinful, but oh, it's he that suffer for these poor characters, friends, and that grace delivers, it does, from the sentence of death. Grants the sentence of life, doesn't it? Come unto me, all ye that labour and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. Oh, I would seek to speak of it, abounding in a Saviour's blood. The fountain open for sin and uncleanness. Friends, it's that grace abounding. We read of it in Zechariah, don't we? Grace, grace unto it. It's the fountain open for sin and uncleanness. And this sweet truth is there's a kingdom of grace. Everything in it. Friends, for those that need the Lord to teach them, we've touched upon it this morning. And those that feel to be the least, and yet to their poor account, there's the richness of God's grace. These are they that have continued, we read, with me in my temptations. Their characters sought out, and there was one especially. Oh, I remember being softened, I hope I can say rightly, under the preaching of that dear character. Friends, he was a madman. And then he was found sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed in his right mind. Right mind, that's what grace does. You won't get low enough there. It reigns, doesn't it, to subdue the power of sin and guilt and to deliver from the law's demands. And it brings in the sweet truth of Christ by his death for the remission of sins. We may notice it briefly. As it hath reigned unto death, even so might grace, it does reign through righteousness. So that's another attribute we might speak about, of the righteousness of God. It's by grace. The dear man knew it, didn't he, when he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Oh, grace exercised his heart, didn't he? Didn't it, in that parable? Oh, friends, that's what we need. The Lord to grant us that grace to bow humbly at his feet. Now, there'll be many things. I won't go into them. And you'll need grace. Perhaps especially to be still. Know that I am God. Friends, he'll have the last word. The Lord will measure all things belonging to his people. Oh, but they're solemn things. And what will you do? Seek unto his grace, friends. Ask him to manage it and to grant the truth of his grace to abound in the sweet person of Jesus Christ. I want to notice it here, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. That as sin hath reigned unto death. Well, what a solemn truth it is. That as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness. I think there's something here very sacred. Even so might grace reign through righteousness. It's a word perhaps in the last few verses of the chapter that may stand out to us a little. Oh, this sweet grace. Oh, it is set, wonderfully set in the hearts of God's people, that they may reign by his grace. And we read of it here that a sinner's reign unto death. Much could be said about that. Even so might grace reign. What a balancing of the clouds. What a sweet part, isn't it? As God may bring it to us. As grace might reign through righteousness. It's the imputation of it to eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Well, I want to just close with a few thoughts about it. Friends, it is the sweetness of it, isn't it, of this grace, that compared with what our sins deserve. How precious this grace. The subject of it is of heaven, and the blessing of it is made known by the freeness of God's grace, that we might, grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life. So it reigns continually. It is that which is ordered in all things and sure. This grace to abound, and so might grace reign through righteousness. We speak carefully about it, friends. It's the righteousness of the cross, of the truth of his laying down his life that none could take away. And so it is. In the last few words we have it, so it reigns. This grace through righteousness, it's put to the account of the Lord's people, a righteousness divine. We have it in the last few verse here, the last word, sentence here, sinneth reign unto death. What do we read? Even so might grace reign through righteousness. Now that's put to the guilty account of God's people, righteousness. Oh, sweet and sacred part it is. So might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. It's that fullness of it. The Lord bless a few thoughts this evening. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Chapman will preach on Wednesday evening and Mr. Charles Warboys next Lord's Day. And he also hopes to address the Sunday School in the afternoon. And our friends at Oakington hold their Easter Monday services as usual tomorrow. And the annual meeting of the Gospel Standard Aid and Poor Relief Society will be held at Clifton on Friday. Let us close with hymn number 90. Now begin the heavenly theme, sing aloud in Jesus' name. Ye who his salvation prove, triumph in redeeming love. Hymn number 90.
the Lord to bless the sweet lines in the hymn. Lord, especially remember those that have lost loved ones. Comfort hearts, Lord, with thy love. May thy grace be sweetly known in every burden and care. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.